performed okay so far. We played reasonably against Tyrone, especially second half. We had a decent second half. Armagh game, again, maybe 15, 20 minutes. We were under the cosh early on, but again, finished the game out well. And we'll have the lift it again for Derry, who I feel probably were the better side, one of the better sides we met during the league campaign.
In terms of the performances on the field, I suppose they've been overshadowed by something, things that are happening afterwards off the field. I suppose that has been a distraction.
Well, I mean, they have been to a degree, but listen, we can only control what's in our control, and that's, you know, playing football, getting the lads in the best possible shape to play football, and that's what we've been concentrating on. There has been a couple of incidents that you know, that we could have done without. You know, with the leaving cert also for the last couple of weeks, and it was a bit disjointed for a couple of weeks because there was 15 of the squad doing their leaving cert, and that's a huge time in those young players' careers. And but we have them back now over the last week, and training has gone well, and really looking forward to it very much.
And you have everybody, because there was a couple of players there was a doubt about after that Armagh game, but that has been sorted and that battle has been won.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that shouldn't have happened, to be quite honest. I think common sense prevailed, and it's good we have a clean bill of health. We had a number of scares over the last couple of weeks, between a couple of injuries, and also there was a virus within the camp, but it's all cleared up, and as I say, the last week now everyone's training.
How has the training gone in the last week or so?
Yeah, it's been good, Tom. It's been the training's been you know, it's been fairly intense. We've had a couple of very good in-house matches. We played Sligo in a challenge match there 2 weeks ago also, and that was a, you know, good preparation for us. And yeah, the lads are going well, there's no doubt about it. As I say, we'll need to perform for the 60 minutes, and if we do get the performance to the level that we know we're capable of, then we're going to be a difficult side to beat.
Because really, realistically, okay, you might say you mightn't have played for the full 60 minutes in any of the two games so far, but you've been comfortable enough when it's come to the end, and you know, you strolled to victory in the end, I suppose, against Tyrone, and it was a similar story against Armagh.
Yeah, both games probably took similar patterns. Listen, this is championship football, and it's going to be very difficult to dominate for the whole 60 minutes. And, you know, it's what you do when you come under the cosh. And, you know, we've defended well all year. You know, I think the average score against is something around about maybe 9 or 10 scores. And defence has been very, very good. But it's not just about the defence. You know, forwards nowadays have to defend from the front. And, you know, the days of kicking the ball over the bar and to be happy with that there is gone. You have to be fit to defend when you're not in possession of the ball. And, you know, our lads have worked really hard at that, and you know, it's just a unit that, you know, and you know, people are comparing this year's side with last year, and it's a difficult comparison, because I mean, we have five or six of last year's team left basically, and it's been a whole new squad, but these guys have bought into it, to be quite honest, and we've put a huge amount of work in since the turn of the year. And you know, the attitude of these lads is top class, no more than last year's was extremely good, and the same with this bunch of players.
The experience gained that you gained last year obviously, and those five or six players in your squad is standing to you this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's you know, it's minor football. It's different. You know, we come up with under 16s and 17s, and you know, it's a different ball game when you come into minor championship football. And you know, the players have realised that. They are now speaking to some of the lads. They found that the intensity in the Tyrone match was really, really high compared to what they were used to during the league and what they were used to in the years gone by. And you know, it'll be the same this weekend against Derry. First time for a lot of players playing in Clonus. We have five probably left from last year, so there's the rest of them will be all playing in Clonus for the first time. And that's unique in itself, because I think Clonus to me has been, you know, it's been the home of championship football in Ulster over the last number of decades, and it's a place you want to be. And we have an opportunity on Saturday night to take one step closer going into an Ulster final.
You've played Derry already, pretty convincing against them in the league.
Yeah, the first time we played them in McCool Park in the group stages, and you know, we won it fairly comprehensively that day. But the second time around in the league final, they set up more defensively and it made it life difficult. And you know, only maybe I think we got a goal and a couple of scores before half time, and second half we were pretty comfortable in that game. But you know, Derry have a number of players coming back, they're well organised, and you know, they're going to be difficult to break down. But as I say, if we can get the performance levels to where we know we can, then you know, you'd be expecting to win that match.
How difficult is it to keep feet on the ground, giving, and you know, keep guys focused when you do beat a team pretty comprehensively, certainly on the scoreboard a couple of times?
Well, I suppose the best thing I could say is that maybe come back into our first session after any of those games, and the boys will know their feet's firmly back on the ground, because we do work them really, really hard, and there's no room for complacency. And you know, we work on a huge amount. You know, we talk about getting the lads physically right for matches, but also we do a huge amount of work on the mental preparation, and you know, that's vitally important. And you know, it's been part of our setup over the last couple of years, and that's it's a hugely important part.
And in terms of team, are you close to settling on it at this stage?
Yeah, we will be. We're finalising training this evening, and you know, I think we have a full bill of health, and you know, there'll probably maybe one or two changes from the Armagh game. We'll have to just sort that out this evening, but you know, we have a full deck to pick from, and a lot of players have come to the fore in the last couple of weeks in terms of, you know, the lads might have been on a peripheral squad, have come up, and you know, as I say, the gap's closing between that 15 and the guys coming in now, and that 24, people want to be in that 24, and it's where you want them to be. There's no point having lads at the tail end of a squad just happy to be there to pick up gear. Those days are well gone. You have to be there, you have to work hard, and you want to be getting into that squad, and you want to be playing on that team, and that's the message we've been sending out for the last couple of years, and those guys are really buying into it.
Come to a stage as well where kind of the traditional starting 15 is gone to, it's kind of horses for courses now?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Tom. It's gone that way, and you know, we have different systems that we can play to and against different teams, and you know, we do look at every opposition, and we do analyse them as best we can, and you know, the amount of preparation that goes on that end is huge. Like we analysed, you know, we took Tyrone, we looked at Armagh, we watched them play a couple of matches. Same with Derry, we have a fair idea of what Derry are about. I was at the Derry Tyrone or the Derry Down game in the first round of the championship there a couple of weeks back, and you know, Derry have moved on since the league, there's no doubt about that there, and we do analyse the opposition, but at the same time we play to our strengths, and you know, our strength is to play ball and moving that ball quickly at high intensity, and that's what we'll be concentrating on.
Are Derry going to be a different challenge to either Armagh or Tyrone, or
different? Probably different. Yeah, they have a number of good players, and you know, Conor Glass, captain of the side, and he's been instrumental in their. This is his third year at minor level. A really, really good player, and you know, I think after this summer he heads to Australia. But a really, really good player. But Derry would have a huge amount of top-class players at that level that were come up through the St. Pat's Mahara. And this year, with Mahara gone early in the campaign, it left them with more time to concentrate on the county minor setup. And, you know, they will be difficult to break down. They have a number of very, very good players, especially a number of top-class forwards. So it's going to be an interesting battle. But as far as we're concerned this year, it's winner takes all on Saturday night, and quarter-final at place. There's an also final position at place. So we're hopeful come around 7 o'clock or quarter to 7 on Saturday evening that we'll be looking forward to that.